Well, the first thing is when I found out, it was very hard to talk about it at all, because you just think about what you're going to miss out on and how much of your life is going to go by and your kids' lives. When I left for Bosnia, my daughter was 6 months, and so another one was 3. Came back, she's walking, she's talking, and you just felt like, wow, I don't get that back. So we did a really good job of videotaping before I left. I read a lot of books on DVD and did a lot of videos of me. So they would just play a video of me during a birthday, and so I'd be there in the room with them, technically. So that was going through my mind, and I guess it's a very emotional period. So it was very hard for me to talk about it with anybody. And so at school, I told the people that needed to know, the principal needed to know, the department chair, the lead teacher, team leader. And then I decided I didn't want to tell the students until I needed to. And so last Friday, so just the weekend before I was leaving, I made the announcement, and I let them ask me any questions they wanted to, because by that time I had some time to collect myself, get myself together. That's very hard.
And what questions did they ask you?
Well, they throw out all sorts of silly stuff. There's always the, are you gonna shoot a gun, or are people gonna throw bombs at you? But they ask me questions like, what are you gonna do? Why do you have to go? How can they do this to you? I thought you were a teacher, but I just spent a part of each class period explaining and answering every question I could. Like, I try to do anything they ask me, I try to answer them honestly. And it was tough, but by the end of the day, it's almost like they became stock answers, because I got asked the same questions every hour. And when I left then on Monday, I was very humbled, because cards and letters and notes and brownies, all these things started coming into me, and it was very hard.
Yeah. So you really have two families here. You've got the
kids. And it's weird, because I get an extra 150 kids I wasn't expecting every year, but.